Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. The brooms are out. And we sent the Mets home packing. This is the Morning Shift. I am Big Papa Squid. They call me Bo. But I go by Squidbilly as well. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon.
Keep going.
He thinks he's a team captain, but he's really not.
Keep going.
Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the Queen of Tofu, the First Lady of Atlanta baseball, and very happy of that right now. Miss Allie Mack, and the most vanilla producer in sports radio history. But we love him anyways because he's a Drake fan. Mr. Dylon, he throws it in, makes one big great mix, and we are the Morning Shift. Hello, how are y'all?
Dude, you can take away all the accolades you want. Don't take away my team captaincy, okay? Don't strip me of that. That was voted
Not from a national championship team, just from the Morning Shift. You might be a co-captain. I'll give you that.
Of the Morning Shift?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm a role player, bro. I'm good. Just put me in the background. I don't need to be a captain of this squad. You guys do a good job driving the boat. I'm solid on that. Just a role player. I'm a middle reliever. It's all good.
No. You're at least a setup, man.
Okay. I'm not the ace of the staff like you, I guess. So, yeah.
I mean, you're more of Grant Holmes, Bryce Elder.
Is that what it is?
Oh no! Well, look, you've spent the last 3 months telling everybody they're idiots for sleeping on Bryce Elder, so here we are.
Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody needs a fifth starter that can give you a quality start most outings. Just saying, there's something to be said about that.
I got to tell you guys, and I'm going to get into the story a little bit later, but I'm feeling a lot better today than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. Burning the midnight oil a couple nights ago, knowing I didn't have to work yesterday. My wife she lost all control. She lost all control. She took over our Wednesday night plans and lost her entire mind. And she was feeling way worse than I was yesterday. So I'm sure we'll get into that story at some point. But I'm happy to be here with a water in my hand, feeling nice and hydrated today after what happened to me a couple of days ago.
I cannot wait to hear that story. Bo, what did you do with your day off yesterday?
I was a dad.
Yeah.
I say that we gave we kept Melrose at home yesterday. Amy had to go travel, visit some offices and stuff. Me and Pork Chop until about 2-something. So that was one of the, the longest probably that it's just been her and I at home. We've went out before and it's been me and her.
Did you get the baby Bjorn yet? Strap her to your chest?
I've done that, but didn't do it yesterday.
Okay.
Although I almost did. She's actually pretty good. Like, we had a pretty good routine. The only thing was her naps were a little bit shorter, and it was throwing me, like, yesterday, so it was throwing me off a little bit. But we had a good day. I don't want to be the weather person, but I'm sick of the rain. I've had enough. I've just had enough. I mean, it's so ridiculous right now. I can't even go to the driving range. I don't know if you guys know this, but I feel like bugs are worse when it's wet.
Of course. Mosquitoes love a moist atmosphere.
Pause.
hey, is that the first pause on her?
Yeah, maybe.
So we're getting a lot of firsts this week.
You have to be careful, though, about what you wish for, Bo, because Mike and I were just looking over the weather for the next week, and we're seeing some 96s, 97s in the forecast with zero rain. So it's going to be nice and hot and muggy just in time for Echo Park Speedway.
Yeah, it was funny. Frank Cord mentioned it last night on the broadcast, and he was like, dude, it's one of those things where I feel like we live in South Florida and it rains every freaking day. And he was like, but at the same time, it was much less muggy last night than it was the night before, which I think we all expected Spencer Strider to go a little bit deeper in the game, obviously, when it's not quite as hot. So you're like, dude, okay. If that's what it took to get the front moving through and to cool things off a little bit and have Strider go up to 100 pitches, then I'm good with it.
Well yeah. And I know we're going to get to this. I know Allie wants to transition, but real quick, Allie, you're absolutely right. We've had, I feel like, it sits on June 20th. We've had a mild summer, so to speak, because of the rain. Mm-hmm. I feel like humidity a little bit, but the heat, I mean, I don't think it's been, like you said, I don't think it's been 95 yet, maybe next week. So, you know, it'll be tank top season and cutoff. You know, Mark Zeno would fit in at Echo Park Speedway next week because it might be cutoff sleeve shirt time.
Well, we do have to talk about the Braves. Real quick, I want to remind you, we've got the countdown going on of the top 20 most important Falcons this season, according to Mike and Bo. The top 10 will be revealed today. We're going to continue that conversation at 6:20 today, but let's talk about it. Braves swept the Mets. Absolutely incredible series. Last night, they won 7-1. Matt Olson hit a three-run double. Spencer Strider struck out 8 in 6 innings. Mets walked 9 of our guys. And whether you are a tourist or just watching on TV, I think we all heard the overrated chant going on right at Juan Soto.
Yeah,
clap,
and he
clap, 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 clap.
He fired back with a comebacker to Dylan Lee. So, look, I think it was Dylan Lee. Might have been Montero. I don't know where to start because I got two guys I want to highlight. You just mentioned both of them. Let's go with Spencer Strider. You said he went 6 innings, 8 Ks, coming off of what that 13, I think, strikeout game. Mm-hmm. Before. So let's do this. Strider in his 4 starts before the last two, so his first 4 starts back from the hamstring, he pitched 20 innings, gave up 13 earned runs, walked 10 people, gave up 16 hits, and collected 19 Ks. His last 2 starts, he's went 12 innings, 8 hits, and 1 earned run, and 21 Ks while only walking 2. His command is coming back. That means the location is really honing in. He's being more precise, and he's walking less guys, and he's getting strikeouts. That's the first one. The other one is the guy that our Grant Holmes loves to bag on. That's Matt Olson. In this series, he went 5-11.
You talking about me?
Yeah.
When have I bagged on Matt Olson? What are we talking about? Don't be throwing me under the bus like that. I ain't said nothing bad about Matt Olson.
Yeah, you denied his hot streak.
That's because he had been 1-14.
5-11 in this series with 5 RBIs, only 1 strikeout, walked 3 times, so and a home run in there, a couple of doubles. So it's safe to say what I'm pointing at is the Braves got production from the Rileys, the Olsons, the Ozunas, all with big key hits in this series. And the starting pitching, I thought, was phenomenal. I know Schwellenbach gave up some runs, but he still got you through 7. I thought that was exactly what you needed. And the bullpen was pretty freaking good themselves.
Yeah, I do want to highlight a couple of different things, but how about just the lineup as a whole, drawing 8 walks yesterday? I just think that we've been so disconnected watching the Atlanta Braves so many times where I'm like, what are we doing? Like, what is the approach at the plate? Why are we not trying to work counts and do different things? And, I had struggles with, a certain number of guys yesterday. There was an iffy at bat from Verdugo, an iffy at bat from Michael Harrison. They've come to be known as the usual suspects when it comes to those things, but Drake Baldwin drawing a couple walks, Ozzy Albies, obviously Ronald Acuna. You go up and down the lineup, Matt Olson draws a walk. Like, there was so many guys that worked counts and were doing different things to try to get deeper into the game and into the bullpen for the Mets, and I think that was the difference. I think the first couple of games of the series, and you look at the sweep overall, the Mets helped you out numerous times. You had the iffy defensive play a couple of different times by the catcher in the first 2 games of the series. they played average ball. I'm sure that the phone lines up in New York this morning are probably blowing up. Mm-hmm. But I thought the Braves won the game yesterday. I thought they took control, and you started getting hits from the guys that you need to get hits from. And I don't think I've bagged on Matt Olson. I know that Bo, you know, has a certain way of taking things, but I'm not uppity about every single player. But Matt Olson is doing right now what I said that I hoped he would do when we had that conversation about whether or not he was hot. 5'11" hot. That's hot. A 7-game hitting streak where he's 7 for 40, to me, that's not hot. 5'11"'s hot. He's absolutely tattooing the ball right now. Even when Matt Olson is getting outs, he's hitting the ball hard, and he's getting it all over the yard. And, to Bo's point, I think that Spencer Strider, in his recent starts before the last two, he's had to kind of pick whether or not he's going to be strategic in location or try to get the velocity up. I thought that he was better with his location, although I think he missed a couple of times in the early innings yesterday, but the velocity is up as well. I think he averaged 96 miles an hour last night on his fastball. So we're seeing the best version of a lot of these guys starting to come around, and we talked about it, middle of June. To my credit, being the Grant Holmes of this the show, we talked about the middle of June being where we would start judging the Braves, and here we are. They're starting to hit their stride, and obviously to the detriment of the Mets.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real quick, four of those walks that you mentioned, Mike, were in the bottom of the fifth and
yes.
produce runs. So, yeah, I think that's a great point. I love the fact that you pointed that out. To the Strider thing, Allie, I don't know if you have anything on this, but Schwellenbach's been hitting like 99 and 100
mm-hmm.
in his last maybe three starts. And that took him, and he started since game two or three. And I'm mentioning that because it feels like he's starting to really get his velocity right now, and we're in late May and early June. And I'm bringing it up because Strider hit 98 a few more times last night, and I'm just wondering if by middle of July, if everything's good with Strider, if he's not back at 100. Sometimes it takes a while for these guys because they – you know, especially with Strider, you've taken it so easy with him.
Yeah, and it feels like Schwellenbach has really settled in. He's just completely composed on the mound. With Strider, you start to see that frustration on him.
Dude.
And it makes you so – you know who used to be like this,
like
too?
He's gritting his teeth after a hit. He's like,
Will Smith was the same way.
That's a good call.
And that – I mean, it just makes me nervous when I can see emotion on their face. So hopefully Strider can settle in and compose like Schwellenbach. But coming up, we're going to get back into Mike and Bo's picks for the top 20 most important Falcons, and we're going to get a check of the tailgate at home from Mr. Squid. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.